As we go through Romans 12, last week we talked about, what we talked about was really, if you want to put it all in a nutshell, is about relationship. And oftentimes when we think of relationships, we think of, you know, with our spouse or our friend or our kids. But last week was really about our relationship with God, the up part of our relationship. And how important that is to give God our body, our mind, and our will. And that is the most important relationship we will ever have, is our relationship with God. Today, Romans 12:3, and today, and probably next Sunday, and following that, and I have to stay over here, following that, Romans is talking about our relationship with ourselves, and then relationship with others. So I hope you understand there. Our first relationship, our most important relationship, is with God. Then Romans 12 is telling us it's with ourselves, and what we do with that, with others. And so really, we're going to talk a lot these next few weeks about relationships, and we have been. And that's what Paul is really stressing in Romans 12. And it's a lot of ourself, but then it goes into our relationship with others and how we act. And I'm not talking about just relationship with people within these walls of this church. It's our relationship with everybody that we come across throughout our days. So Romans 12, 3 through 8. If you want to turn with me, you can. I'm going to read that. Verse 3. For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment, in accordance with the measure of faith God has given you. Just as each one of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we, who are many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given us. If a man's gift is prophesying, let him use it in proportion to the faith. If it is serving, let him serve. If it is teaching, let him teach. If it is encouraging, let him encourage. If it is contributing to the needs of others, let him give generously. And if it is leadership, let him govern diligently. If it is showing mercy, let him do it cheerfully. You know, that's a very popular section of scripture, and it's been preached on quite a bit, I'm sure, not just in this church, but all over the place. And there is a lot in there. It's very important. It's very important to remember and to look at that we each have our own function within any group we are. But I don't want to get hung up on just that today. If we can, we're going to back up to verse 3 a little bit. And we're going to talk about what Paul says in verse 3 for quite a bit of today. Verse 3, do not think of yourselves more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment. That's a key there that we need to look at. So it really tells us, and I'm going to have to step away from the mic for a minute. It's really telling us to take a look in the mirror. And I hope you can all, if I hold it right, to see yourselves in this mirror. Okay? That good? Take a look at yourself. Okay. And yes, I did clean this because it came from our house, so I knew I would get checked if it wasn't clean from my wife. But, oh, wow. Man, I think I got it. I look good. Right. Yeah. Okay, I got everything figured out. It's perfect. It's perfect, right? Is that what this scripture is telling us to do? When we look in the mirror, we're supposed to think we got it all figured out? No. No, it's saying, look at ourselves in sober judgment. And taking an honest, hard look at yourself and thinking and reevaluating yourself. Am I doing what God has called me to do? Am I faithfully following what he has called me to do? And as we do that, we also need to think, what new is God calling me to do? And there's a lot going on there when we evaluate ourselves and take a long, good, hard look in the mirror. What do we think? You know, if we think like I did at first, is, oh, wow, I look pretty good. Guess what? Proverbs 11:2. And this one I've learned hard. This is a hard lesson learned. When pride comes, then comes disgrace. But with humility comes wisdom. Romans 12:3 is really telling us to take an honest, hard look at ourselves, our lives, how we're living, what we do between Sundays, the relationships we have with people, how we treat people, how we treat ourselves. And we talked about this last week, most importantly, our relationship with God. It's all about that. And honestly, taking an honest look at it. But I also think Paul tells us a little bit in there, a little bit of warning. And it might be a little bit hard to pick up. But when we look at ourselves and we're honestly looking, it can be something that actually can depress us at times. When we realize, yeah, I might be missing the mark a little bit, or I might be off just that little bit, and I get down on myself. No. Paul also says in there, measure it in accordance with your faith that God has given you. Measure it with your faith. And that's one that, you know, I often think of this, and we, as a society, we like to think of like that goose, that one that's leading, is the most important one there. And it's very hard not to get caught up in that. Or we as Christians can look at people, or maybe it's a TV evangelist or somebody that's nationally known, even Billy Graham or something, that, man, that guy is so much better than me because his faith is just so strong. No, Paul is telling us to measure it according to the faith God has given us. If we're where God has called us to be and we're doing what he has called us to do, whether we've been in church our whole life or this is our first Sunday here, it doesn't matter. What matters is we're where God wants us. We're doing what God wants us. But we're constantly evaluating and reevaluating ourselves to keep growing and growing and growing, one step at a time, one step at a time. I know when I'm facing a mountain, a literal mountain, when I'm down in West Virginia, there's the biggest mountains I've ever, well, actually, even Montana, there's some pretty big mountains I've seen out there. But to get to the top, you take one step at a time. And you grow. Each step you take, you grow closer to God. You grow more in your faith. But the one thing we need to remember, that when we're taking step after step after step in this life, in this world, we're never going to reach the top, but we're never to stop taking that step. We're never to stop taking that step. So as you look at yourself in the mirror, as you really look for your, what evaluating yourself, one thing that we always do, we go to our weaknesses rather quickly. But what I want you to do is when you look in this, when you take this self-evaluation, look for your strengths. Look for what strengths you have. A lot of times in those strengths will lie some gifts that God has given you. You know, these past few months, I've been attending a kind of an educational luncheon thing. And this week, the main theme rolling through it was to find your strength. And this has more of a business aspect to it, but it's still very, very, very relevant. That if we can find our strength and we highlight that and we feed off of that and we build our strengths, what we're good at, what God has blessed us with, then in a business world, the whole company will do better. That's really what this scripture then goes into from here, is if we know what our strengths are, if we really give God our body like we talked about last week, and we give him our mind, and we give in and let his will control our lives, and we recognize what our strengths are and we're willing to use them for Christ. If everyone in this building used their gifts for Christ, and I'm not saying you aren't, but everyone in this world used their gifts to Christ, can you imagine what a great world this would be? How much farther along, how better we are, would we better off we would be? That's really what Paul is calling us here to do today, is to use the gifts that God has given us, and knowing and recognizing yourselves. And one of our homework assignments from that luncheon was to ask others how likable we are. And that's a hard one. I don't think I'm going to do that, okay? I'm not going to ask you guys how likable I am, because I don't know that I want to know the truth. But in that statement, there's a lot. How likable you are relates all back to relationships as well. How do you build your relationships? How do you work on them? Ladies and gentlemen, this walk with Christ is all about relationships. Your relationship with God, your relationship with yourself. That's what we've been talking about here, knowing yourself, knowing your weaknesses, knowing your strengths, and growing in your strengths. And then using your relationship, building your relationship with others. It's very, very, very important. So how do we know? How do we know what gifts God has given us? Obviously, 4 through 8 in our scripture today is all about the gifts God has given us and using those gifts. And using those gifts. How do we know what gifts God has given us? Well, the easiest is what we talked about last week, giving God your body and your mind, and then you'll know his will. Well, his will has a lot to do with your gifts. But there's a little more to it than that, though. It's also being willing to test your gifts. And these gifts that God gives you, yeah, you're probably born with them, but they don't all show up at the same time. One of the gifts I'm thinking that I'm getting better at and that God has given me and works on every day a little bit more is speaking in front of people. There was a point in time where I never thought I could do it, where I thought that wasn't a gift of mine. But we have to be willing to test those gifts. I remember my very first speech class. It was in 1995, would have been the fall or the spring of 1995 at the University of Akron. I attended there for 1 year, and I had to take a speech class. My very first speech I had to give, I don't remember the topic. I was scared to death, but it had to be 5 minutes long. Today, 5 minutes seems like pretty easy. I don't even think I'd stop and prepare for it. But we were allowed to use a 3x5 note card, and I had every little square inch of that thing covered with writing, and I remember getting up there, and we had a podium, and I tried to remember to look up a couple times. I don't know if I did or not. But I must have done okay with it because I ended up, it was either an A or a B. And for a freshman in college, for me, that was a pretty good grade. The only thing I got knocked on that I told I could have done better was I had a pen in my hand. And I was playing with that pen, apparently. I didn't know it. So you will never see me holding a pen up here while I'm preaching, because that's one thing that's ingrained in there. But I missed the part where, if for some reason I was so nervous, I missed the part where I actually got a good grade on it. And it was somewhat decent. So maybe that was a step that God was telling me back then. Hey, you can do this public speaking thing. We have to be willing to explore the gifts that we think God has given us, that we're not sure. And that's the only way, really one of the only ways, to find out if we can use that gift. I remember when we moved here, we wanted to get our kids involved in school as early as we could. And Reese, year and a half ago back at South Range, was going with our neighbor to lift because he was thinking of playing football. And we get up here, and he doesn't really, I don't want to, and this and that. And so me and Deanne decided that we were going to force him to play one sport. We didn't say which sport he had to play. But we wanted him to try something new. Doesn't know he's not going to like it. How do you know you're not going to like something until you try? It's kind of like getting your kids to eat something new. So he chose football. And watching him, I don't know that he will actually agree that he liked it. I think he did. But watching him grow and get better and better as the season went, there's obviously some talent there that God has given him. And that's one of the major points that I'm trying to make today. That if we don't test our talents, if we don't try new things that we think God has given us, we'll never know we have them. We'll never know what God has blessed us with. We'll never know that I'm just rambling off some things here. We'll never know that we can cook a decent meal for a group of people. We'll never know that we're good at encouraging unless you try it. You never know that you're good at teaching Sunday school or working with children or going on an MDS trip. You'll never know you're good at these things unless you try it. Unless you try it. I'm excited for one of the things coming up that I'm excited to do that I've never done before is go to the meat canning that's coming up. Never seen it, but I know it's something that no matter what your talent is in, something you can be useful at, because there's so many different things going on there. I'm excited to go do that. So recognizing your gifts are very, very important. Testing your gifts are important. But then the last part of our scripture today is I'm going to ask a question. Are you faithfully using your gifts that God has given you? Are you using the gifts that God has blessed you with? And there's a lot more to this scripture than just that. But it's really, Romans 12, 4 through 8 is really a lot about participation. And are you participating in what God has called you to do? And I really believe this is the part where the first 11 chapters of Romans were all about building faith and getting faith and your faith growing in God. And I truly believe that once you get to that point where, yes, you believe and you've given God your heart and you're fully committed and your faith is in Him, that you can't help but get off your butt and go do things for Christ. And when the Spirit calls you to do this, that you have this unexplainable willingness to submit and to say, yes, God, I will do that. Even if I'm not 100% thinking I'm going to enjoy it, I'm still going to go do it because I know you've called me to do that. And we all have our gifts, and I do believe that God has placed each and every one of us here for a reason. And I've been studying this, and I really can't find any information to back this up other than that new people, that when there's a void, when there's something, and the church is the body of Christ. Let me back up to that. And we, if we can understand that, and that is in Scripture, that the church is the body of Christ. And when God notices something is missing in a church, or He wants something a little bit different, God will bring new families in, or new people into that church. And I do believe that new people that maybe have been here one Sunday, 10 Sundays, a year, new people are just as important as the people that have been here their entire life. Because they are the body of Christ. And there is no part of that body that is more important than any other part. Those of you who have had illnesses or surgeries or something in your bodies that hasn't quite worked right, you know, even if it's your little toe, if your little toe is broke or not right, it's going to be miserable for a little while. Everything has to work together. And we can adjust and try to manage with the broken toe, and eventually it's going to heal. But every little part is important. And that's what this scripture is really, part of it is revealing today, how each and every one of us are just as important as the person sitting next to us. And you don't, you know, and I love the analogy Paul uses with the body, and every part is important. And you know, even your toenail, get a hangnail and feel the pain from that. I see a lot of you smiling and shaking your heads, but that hurts. And it's hard to function normally when even your little toe is hurting. So we're all important, and we all must remember that and build each other up. Sunday school this morning, one of the words we talked about was encouragement. And that's a very big word, an important word. And it's an important thing to do, is to encourage each other. And as we test our, I'm going to kind of back up here a little bit because I got a little sidetracked. But as we test our gifts that God has given us, as we test to see if this is a gift, look for encouragement. Others will encourage you along the way for those gifts. Some encouragement might come in the form that's not real pleasant. Sometimes we need a little extra nudge to get off our butts and do things. I know me and Deanne, her parents, got us a membership for the Y here for Christmas. Some days it's hard to get off that couch to go there. I will admit that. But a little nudge from her always helps me get my butt in gear and actually go exercise there with her. Sometimes we need that encouragement. But if you take one thing out of today, take this home with you, that God has given you a gift. God loves you and has given you a gift to use for His glory. Whether, and multiple gifts are in there too, but we have to recognize the gift or gifts that God has given us and use them as He has called us to do. Let's pray. Lord God, Father, I pray for the gifts You've given us. And I pray for minds and hearts that recognize those gifts and a willingness to use them. Use them to complete, to make Your body, the body of Christ, complete. And that as we recognize and we use these gifts, Lord, and we work on them in the comfort of this church, that them gifts can also, that we can also be willing to use those gifts outside of these walls and to share what You've given us, to share it with the world. In Jesus' name, amen.